This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Brian Sykes from CCD Business Development back in today. We've been talking about a special program that they're working on right now with money from the city and the county that started out at the federal level. And it's kind of timely to hit on it today because you've got some important dates coming up here.
That's right. Thanks for having me back. In fact, on Monday, we are launching the program at 8 a.m.
And explain more about what the program is.
Yeah, so the program is a community development block grant program. It's emergency small business and micro enterprise grant assistance for low to moderate income small business owners, as well as businesses that employ low to moderate income individuals.
And obviously, so many people have been impacted business-wise during the pandemic that it's another opportunity to get some help, but there are some qualifying factors, right?
Yes, there are. In order to be eligible, you have to have been immediately impacted by the public health crisis that is COVID-19. If you were in business prior to COVID-19, you have to be, you would have had to have been generally stable prior to that. But if not, you have to have been in business at least for a year. And also, you need to either be a micro enterprise, which is defined as a business with five or fewer employees, and the owner must be in that low to moderate income category. Or you must be a small business, and that goes into our, you know, five or more, but must be under 100 employees and have employees in that low to moderate income category.
Obviously, a lot of businesses in Douglas County would fit into one of those.
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, we ran a round of this last year, and we were completely spent very quickly.
So you've got a limited time frame. You open the window on Monday, but how long do they have?
So the program will open Monday, March 21st at 8 a.m., and it will close on March 31st, and that's to get in the initial intake. There is some follow-up application items that need to be submitted, but those don't fall within that time frame. That's to get the initial intake application in.
So if somebody's interested, wants to find out more and take a look at this, what kinds of things do they need to get ready to you know, be ready to go Monday?
Well, make sure that you have your financial information all ready to go. If you have your business and personal taxes from the last few years, we will need those to underwrite the program. Also, if you are a small business owner, we will be looking for a personal financial statement, things like that. So make sure that you know the employees that you have, make sure you know where your finances are, and from there, we'll be able to ask a few questions and see if you're eligible.
I imagine that since this was announced a few weeks back that it was coming up, you probably have gotten a lot of response.
Yep, we've had plenty of people calling into our offices asking questions about the program, and we do have staff available to answer those questions. In fact, if you go to our website now, there is a blue banner along the top that has our initial press release with all of the eligibility information, as well as contact information for our intake folks that will be answering questions, direct phone lines to them, as well as their extensions.
Now, some people, depending on how they structure their business, aren't necessarily ready to normally jump on websites and download a lot of documents and all that. Are you able to help them with that?
Absolutely. So we will have a computer set up at CCD's offices where people can come in and actually fill out the intake on their own. All they need to do is reach out to one of our staff that I mentioned previously and schedule a time to come in and use those. And we'll have them both in our Coos Bay and our Roseburg offices. And I know this is kind of more applicable to the Roseburg area right now, though. So,
and so for people that have the documents, then when they're filling out the form, they could either bring them in with them, or I imagine there's like a way that you link them onto the document.
Absolutely. So for the initial intake, there actually is nothing to upload, but that follow-up application there will be, and you can upload to the site from your computer, or if you don't have that ability, you can come in, scan the documents at CCD's offices and then upload them on the application there.
So talk more about how this funding became available, how it got to CCD.
Oh my. It started out at the federal level, a community development block grant program, and there were some modifications made to it to allow for emergency COVID assistance. From there, Business Oregon is the administrator of that program, and they took applications from local governments and municipalities. Now, the city of Roseburg, coupled with Douglas County, stepped up and applied for one of those grants, and CCD, acting as the subrecipient, will be administering those funds.
So what kind of role do you have in all this?
Primarily, I'm doing a bit of marketing. I'm an information source, although I will not be able to provide direct technical assistance on the intake form because I'll also be doing some of the underwriting as well.
So a lot of work there. If somebody starts the process beginning on Monday, how far down the road might they actually get the financial help?
So unfortunately, it does take a bit of time to turn around the applications as well as draw the funding down. So we would be looking at May before the funding would be first available.
So still, though, for people and so many businesses have just, you know, been hanging on by a thread over this last time. The potential to have some help, though, has got to be very welcome.
Well, we always want to bring as many resources as we can to the area. Even if the timing isn't as great as we would like it to be, we want to provide the help where we can, absolutely.
And I know on Monday, when it begins, are you doing anything special to kind of kick things off?
We're going to be having a Facebook Live event where you'll actually see me running through a copy of that intake application. And we'll also have staff available to answer questions live as they come up. And that'll be running from noon to 12:30 on our Facebook page.
So basically walking people through what they need to do then.
Absolutely.
All right. CCD Business Development Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian Sykes, anything else people ought to know?
You know what? I think that's about it. It's money available for small businesses and microenterprises, and we want to be able to help.
All right, Brian, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.